Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello and welcome our friends jumping on now in Sacramento, California at 98 Rock, California's rock station. Also 98.3 The Keg in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and our friends at Rock 95 in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Good morning, everybody. Big show for you today. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the most popular condiment for each and every state. Noah Sherlock is back. And of course, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Let's go to Kansas City and talk to Derek. Hello, Derek. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Let's go, Chief.
Hola.
Yeah, good luck, man.
Yeah, sure. Go, Chiefs.
Look, I went to the Ravens game there. One of the most outstanding games I've ever seen. But since we lost there, I'm definitely pulling for you to win it all, man.
All right.
Derek, are you on the team sober or not sober?
Let's see how many questions I get wrong.
Well, does that mean you're sober?
Team sober right now.
You are team sober. All right. Hey, Derek, I heard they've revamped the forecast a little bit for Kansas City on Sunday. And they're saying now a balmy high of 15 degrees.
Ooh.
Where they thought
Ooh.
It was going to be near zero. So now is that accurate?
I don't know if it's accurate because I'm pretty sure at one point they said it was going to be 20.
Okay. All right. So it's going to be a little bit warmer than they thought. All right.
Is that how you guys are measuring stuff? Like, dude, they said it was going to be 20.
And this is 15.
Right.
This is crap.
Yeah. Derek, our men's room poll, you got to pick a poster for your living room. Will it be Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, or R. Kelly?
Let's go with Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, cinematic superstar. All right, here's your question. A striped pole represents a barbershop. A staff and serpent represents a doctor's practice. Three gold balls are a universal symbol for what type of business?
Three gold balls?
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Can't make
you know this
up.
One, Ted?
Yeah.
You do not? Yes. Ted knows it.
All too well.
There's even TV shows, usually reality TV shows, about this kind of business.
It'll make sense when you figure it out, because they're on all of them.
It makes absolute sense when you hear it.
I'm stumped.
Let's go with... I don't think it is. I know it's not, but let's go with lawyer's office.
I thought you were going to say a brothel.
Pawn shop.
Yep. Three gold balls, universal symbol for a pawn shop.
Next time you see a
pawn,
yeah, you'll see it on all of them.
Huh. Never paid attention.
All right, your question. Which of the continental United States was the last state to be admitted to the Union?
Washington?
It's a good guess, because I track what you're doing there, right? You just go to the coast and figure that's it.
New Mexico.
That's what it's going to
be. You're close.
Arizona?
Arizona, yeah.
All right. Okay.
Also known as the other New Mexico.
That new
Mexico. New Mexico, you know, Arizona.
Good stuff.
That's where they make the tea.
Yes, right there in Arizona.
Because,
you know, when I think iced tea, I think Arizona. All right, what is the largest rodent in the United States?
The beaver.
Oh, wow.
You got
it, man. Know your beaver. And Derek, you do. Good job. Three questions.
That's a beaver-knowing son of a bitch right there.
Hey, man, you need an expert. Call Derek. Beaver lover. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
I don't think he'd deny that. Hello, Alyssa. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Alyssa, are you on team sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober. Alyssa, welcome to the show. Okay, Alyssa, men's room poll. We need a poster in your house, in your living room, for all to see. Will it be Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, or R. Kelly?
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly.
That didn't take long.
It did not.
Maybe I'll bring you a golden record. All right. Here's your question. In the world of video games, which Nintendo console released after the N64 and before the Wii? What was the Nintendo game sold that was console released after the N64 but before the Wii?
The GameCube?
Damn.
Oh, damn.
Good talk, Alyssa. Wow. Okay, that
good
was
talk.
Quick.
Good talk.
GameCube. Right. I don't know if I remember that one.
I barely do.
Big Dummy is a game. 844-999-OLA.
Yeah, because there was a weird period there where stuff was just kind of coming out fast and furious.
Yeah, I want to say, like, what was the Saturn? What was the... Ah, crap, I can't even think of what it's called now.
I don't know. I just remember that when that Wii came out, man, I was a bowling...
Game changer.
I was
the
bowling
Wii was
fool.
Different. Yeah. And then, right, now it's just Xbox or PlayStation.
Oh, no, my kids got the... oh, God, I got to remember this. Like, it's not quite the Nintendo Switch. It's the Nintendo Labo, all right? So now it can go... basically from being a Game Boy or go direct to your TV, but it's still the same kind of interactive stuff, kind of like the Wii or Xbox.
Okay.
And they can build all of these cardboard kind of things with servos and all the rest of this crap where essentially they can drive a car across the floor now, but the view you get is through the TV.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really effing cool, man. We had nothing like this. So it's called the Nintendo Labo. So there's Nintendo's, trust me, I'm just figuring this out. Let's just say Santa hooked them the F up this year. And unfortunately, Santa does not construct all the stuff. So as you go through it, you realize, okay, it's a Game Boy. All right, it's a game console. Like, holy crap, you can make all this stuff and you're driving
That's
it.
Cool.
It's very cool. Sons of bitches. Just saying, it's much cooler for them. Hello, Ashley. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Ashley.
Ashley, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
I am shocked.
All right, Ashley. Pick a poster for your living room. Will it be Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, or R. Kelly?
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey it is. Kevin Spacey in the lead.
We'll have to let him know. All right, here's a question. What is the difference between a shamrock and a four-leaf clover?
The color?
One leaf?
Well, the difference would be one leaf. A four-leaf clover has four leaves. A shamrock is just a three-leaf clover.
Huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
In fact, they said the Irish get really irritable with Americans because we keep doing the four-leaf clover for St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
And like, dude, it's a shamrock, not a four-leaf clover. And the shamrock, it's important to us because the three leaves are supposed to represent the Holy Trinity. So there's some meaning to it besides just getting drunk.
Huh. Who knew?
I found out this morning.
And it's Patty with two D's.
Not Patty. All right. Here's your question.
That would be Patricia.
What variety of bean is used to make Boston baked beans? I learned this from Duke himself, Duke the Dog.
Mm-hmm.
With the Ouija board, I recognize he's the late Duke Dog.
A peanut.
Wow.
Wow. A peanut.
No, they do not use peanuts in Boston.
Is it a pinto bean?
Navy.
Oh, it is Navy.
Mm-hmm.
They just cook it down so it's not white anymore.
That's how it's done.
Yep.
What is Canada's $1 coin commonly referred to?
Oh, I know the $2 coin.
Same thing.
Oh, it's called the same thing?
Basically, yeah.
Huh. Oh, wait a minute. Do they change any of the sounds?
People may have even described you as being this way.
Right.
I have no idea.
Is it a loony then?
The loony.
Is it going to be a uni because there's only one?
Loony. And then the two is toony, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh,
right.
It is a toony.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No.
I only know loony really because of the lucky loony they put in the ice years ago when they beat the Americans up there for the Olympic gold.
I see how it is. We'll get them back by putting a Susan B. Anthony under the ice.
It was Crosby, right?
It was Sid Crosby.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Not Bing, as many people thought.
Boo, boo, boo.
Well, we beat you in the hockey.
Here's one through the five hole.
Which stroke in swimming is the first stroke in the swimming medley event?
I didn't hear the question.
Good gugga mugga. Which stroke is swum first in the medley swimming event? So like when you watch the Olympics and Michael Phelps is going to do his crap, what's the first stroke?
The backstroke?
It's a breaststroke, isn't it?
Butterfly.
Butterfly.
The butterfly. Yeah.
That's a hard one.
Damn right. Get it out of the way first. Do the butterfly.
What is a butterfly breast back free?
You are truly asking the wrong person.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Just got to leave that hanging. In soccer, how many yellow cards result in a red card?
Three.
Two. Didn't someone behind you just say two? It sounded like someone said two.
You're not going to trust them, are you, though?
Hello. Sometimes I wish it was three. She didn't care about soccer.
All right. What is the more common name for epidermis?
Oh, your skin.
All right.
There you go.
Okay.
Very good. Game is Big Dummy 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant? Ready to play the big game?
Say hello to Jerry. Jerry, welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Jerry.
Whiskey and wenches.
Hola. Jerry, sober, not sober.
Sober,
Jerry. Welcome to the show. All right, Jerry, you got to pick a poster for your living room. Will it be Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, or R. Kelly?
Well, of those four, there's only one who is not famous for plundering her ass. So that has to be Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here is your question: the Hollywood Walk of Fame is located on what street?
Oh, Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, great talk to you, Jerry. Okay, there you go.
I'm not sure everyone knew that.
Is there anything down there besides Kimmel?
Yes, there is a bunch of people who are dressed up like superheroes. There are probably 5 to 6 Spider-Men. We saw 2 Spider-Men get in a turf war.
Oh, that, yes.
They almost beat the living hell out of each other. I want to say there is like a Ripley's Believe It or Not type thing. There is basically...
Man's Chinese Theater.
If you want to go to a touristy area of any place, they have the same exact stuff that they would have anywhere.
But there's no other, like, broadcast thing. Like, Jimmy Kimmel kind of made it a point when they moved in there. Said, look, man, let's go to Hollywood Boulevard, right? Hollywood, but it's kind of run down, but he redid a studio there, which brings a little life. But, yeah, otherwise, it's kind of like Times Square. Not as crowded, but, yeah, lots of superheroes that will for just $5, we'll take a picture with it.
And much like Donald Duck orange juice, where you think to yourself, how did Disney not sue them? There's a strange establishment that seems to break
Disney knew
all code on that.
Disney would not be happy that... I
either
love
that
this
or
place.
Walt drank there. There had to be something going on at this bar.
Right. It's
I'm
not
telling you, it's you walk in, you go, whoa, this is like a Tarantino movie.
More Big Dummy coming up, 844-999. Ola, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
No way, Sherlock, on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the most popular condiment from each and every state. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant? Ready to play the big game.
Hello, Zeke. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Zeke.
Hello.
Hola.
Zeke, are you sober or not sober?
I don't think I'm sober anymore.
All right. Dad. All right there, Zeke, our men's room poll. You got to pick a poster for your lovely abode. Will it be Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, or R. Kelly?
I'm going to go with Bill Cosby.
Okay.
I can still get a laugh out of that.
All right.
He's probably the only guy that brought any laughter out of the group, right? Kevin Spacey, not a funny guy. I mean, if you like R. Kelly's music, mm-hmm. I feel like Kevin Spacey and Harvey Weinstein are the two where you're like... Yeah.
Steen.
Wait, Harvey Weinstein. Everyone's like, Jesus Christ.
Right.
I don't care. I don't like him. Sorry, right. Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. All right, here is your question. What winter sports Hall of Fame is located in, Ishpeming, Michigan? It's the Hall of Fame for what winter sport?
Ooh, I want to go with a good guess at curling.
That's what I thought.
It's close to Canada.
That was my second guess.
bobsledding, skiing.
Because don't you think Michigan when you think skiing? Like winter, sure. Skiing,
I would think Colorado.
Right, that's where I'd be with you. All right, what organization grew from the Hubbard Dianetic Research Foundation? What organization grew from the Hubbard Dianetic Research Foundation?
Would that be Scientology?
L. Ron, huh?
L. Ron Hubbard.
Good job, Erzik. All right. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Samantha. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola. Samantha, are you sober today or playing for Team Not Sober?
I'm sober. I'm at work.
All right, Samantha. It's all right. Welcome
Don't let that stop you.
Put a bottle under your bottom drawer there. Samantha, men's room poll. Unfortunately, one of these posters will be in your living room. Will it be Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, or R. Kelly?
Kevin Spacey. I love House of Cards. He was the only good thing about the show.
Okay.
Oh, I have bad news about the show. I hate to do the spoiler alert here, but...
Oh, I know. The last season was terrible.
Was it really? I don't watch the show. It was it mattered that he was not on the show.
Yeah, they kind of, I don't want to give anything away, but they just took him off the last season and they tried to pull it together and it just did not work.
Okay. All right, here is your question. What type of animal is a wahoo?
A wahoo?
A wahoo. I got this way wrong.
A wahoo. I have no idea. A type of dog?
I guess a type of bird.
Yeah, I would say bird.
A fish.
Oh.
It is a fish. Oh.
Oh,
I've heard of that. I've heard of people catching wahoos.
I just thought it was slang, though. I don't know if they actually meant to call a wahoo.
Last time I caught a wahoo was after a Jaeger bomb.
Wahoo!
I like my wahoo blackened.
Hey, woman, your ass is blackened wahoo. All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. 9, 10, or 11. How many time zones are spanned by the country of Russia?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark. 10?
11?
11.
It's a big country.
I don't have 11. Lucky number.
Big country.
How did you do in a math class when you were in school there?
Oh, I had to take geometry 3 times.
Then you should know a whole lot about it. All right.
Well, geometry is a little bit of a right turn or left turn compared to the rest of your math curriculum.
I do feel like that's where things definitely, like some guys sucked at math, some kids are good at math. Geometry became a whole different thing. Some of the kids that sucked at math crushed geometry and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. I was terrible at math. Geometry was a little bit easier.
And this is no joke, I got a negative 10 on my geometry final exam in my sophomore year. Because one, you had to show your work, and I don't know if it's a condition of being left-handed, but for geometry, when you make a multiple choice, you know the answer. I don't know how to explain it. Anyway, so I didn't show work, and I used ink pen, and she would always take 10 points off, so I got a negative 10. That's true. What are the only two consecutive prime numbers? In other words, can only be divided evenly by itself and one.
One and three?
Close.
One and two.
Two and three.
Oh, two.
Two and three.
Not so bad, though. Not so bad. What do you remember from geometry, being that you took it 3 times?
I just remember being a lazy high school student, and so I had to take it multiple times.
Okay, that's what the teacher was hoping you'd get from that. All right.
Yeah.
All right, your next question. In what fictional Texas town did Beavis and Butthead live?
Oh, I never watched Beavis and Butthead.
Boy, this is going to be tough.
Rock them.
It's a made-up town?
Yes, it's a made-up town. So, in other words, you have zero chance of getting this right. If you didn't watch the show and it's not a real place.
I'm going to say Denver, because I don't know.
Arlen, Texas?
That's a real place, I believe. Maybe. Anyway, Highland.
Highland, Texas.
It was still Texas.
Like all right. I'm just trying to think of where Hank Hill lives. Remember, because he came from Beavis and
Butthead. Yeah, he came from, I went through all of this morning trying to get the answer right. Still got it wrong.
Two boys whacking in my trailer.
What is the deadliest jellyfish in the world? World.
The lion jellyfish?
You're thinking of lionfish.
No, you're thinking of lion cheating jellyfish.
I want to say man of war, but is that wrong?
It is wrong.
All right.
The box jellyfish.
Oh.
It hurts. All right, here's a question. Go to the world of science. What two letters are the chemical symbol for gold? It also sounds like a Canadian greeting. The Canadian greeting, right?
Canadian greeting.
I mean, if you're calling out to someone.
Ted kind of rolls his eyes at that. Look, it's the best I've got, man.
I'm just like, I got a gold chain. I know all this stuff.
Oh, God.
You were awesome in school. Oh, yeah. I can feel it.
Can you tell? GL? I don't know.
Well, you got one right. AG.
No, AU.
AU.
AU. Can they do AU?
AU.
Oh. A-U.
Come here.
Let's go. Current events. Who is Donald Trump's lawyer during the collusion investigation?
Oh, gee, mini Christmas.
That would be funny.
My lawyer, Jiminy Christmas,
Christmas,
is answering all my questions today.
I don't keep up on anything to do with the Cheeto. Maybe
you've heard of this person. You've heard of them. You've definitely heard of them for at least the last 18 years, 17 and a half years. That's when his name definitely rose to the national level for sure.
I have no idea. Coney, is that his name?
That was,
that Cohen was his fixer.
Cohen was his first lawyer.
Yeah, Cohen was the fixer. This is current Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, I don't even know who that is.
Jesus H. Christ. You really don't know who Rudy Giuliani is?
No, I don't recognize that name. Maybe if I saw his face, maybe I'd recognize him, but I don't recognize the name.
If you saw his face, you'd think it's Gollum.
Yeah, you'd recognize his name more than his face.
Trust, and that's a good thing.
Oh, I don't know then.
In the movie It's a Wonderful Life, what did George dream of becoming?
Is George the main character in It's a Wonderful Life?
I believe that it is.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched this movie a million times. He dreamed of
I'm curious, what's like a good subject for you? What is a subject you know a lot about?
I know a lot about Disney.
Of course.
I know what he wanted to do.
I know, I heard you talking about the Disney princesses earlier. I know you don't care, Phil.
I really don't, man.
You want to be like banker or a stockbroker or something?
An architect.
Oh.
I thought you just wanted to travel the world.
I still want to be an architect, Ted. Look, I don't know what his dreams and aspirations were, all right?
I was going to say anchor, so I'm glad I didn't answer.
All right, Samantha, anchor? You're on question 7.
Anchor?
Oh, my God. Banker. Because that's what he was. I thought that's what he
Time
wanted to do.
Time into a chain, I'll jump in the water.
No, but that's the whole thing. He runs the bank, but he hates it.
Okay. Right. I want to be a yanker.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's just helping people out.
All right. Your next question. And you know this. I know you know this. What does the abbreviation SUV stand for?
S-U-B?
S-V.
V.
It's like in a car.
S-U-V?
Yes, yes.
Oh, God.
No.
Come on.
She don't know.
Oh, I'm a big dummy.
It's all right.
I don't know.
Sport utility vehicle.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
question
my God, my
8.
I should have known that.
Yes.
You should have known 8. No, possibly 7. Beavis and Butthead was probably the only one that was
now
not
that's
really
a, tough one.
A fair question.
All right, Samantha. What country hosted the 2016 Summer Olympics, the most recent Summer Olympics?
2016 Summer Olympics.
That's right.
Is that Brazil?
Right,
you got it.
Okay, yes. Good job, Samantha.
Boy, I started getting worried there.
Game is Big Dummy 844-999. Hola, who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Kevin.
Hola.
Hola.
Kevin, are you sober? Not sober.
Unfortunately, sober.
All right, Kevin, welcome to the show.
Kevin, you need to pick a poster for your living room. Will it be Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, or R. Kelly?
Oh, I think R. Kelly is the only one who hasn't been actually tried, so I'm going to go with R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. All right.
You get the golden ticket. All right. Here is your question. Hamlet was the prince of what country?
Hamlet was the prince of what country? Norway.
Not a bad guess. Not a bad guess at all.
Wales?
Denmark.
Denmark.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I didn't even know he was a prince.
Yeah, you know, Prince Hamlet.
Mm-hmm. I know it's a famous Shakespeare thing, but that's about it.
That's about it for me. Me as well.
Right there with the princess.
I got a better chance of Shakespeare than Disney princesses, man. Let's see, multiple choice. The liver, the stomach, the brain, or the heart? What is the heaviest internal organ in the human body?
What was the list?
The liver, the stomach, the brain, or the heart?
I want to say the brain's the heaviest.
That was going to be my guess, too. I guess it's probably then the heart,
the liver.
Is that wrong?
I mean, isn't that what the great whites covet, or what orcas covet from a great white?
Yeah, they just
like
eat the liver.
They specifically want the liver. Which is kind of odd. I think liver tastes terrible. Me and the killer whale would never agree on dinner. Yeah. It would be very problematic. All right, your question. If it's 1 a.m. in Alaska, what time is it in New York?
6 o'clock.
Wait, hold on.
1 a.m. in Alaska, what time is it in New York? You're close.
5.
5, that is correct. 5 a.m.
Okay.
All right, in his 2006 movie, what glorious nation does Borat hail from?
The Ukraine?
Kazakhstan.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. All right, Kevin, question 5.
Another multiple choice for you. A parliament. A parliament is the name for a group of animals. Sorry. A parliament is the name for a group of what animal? Giraffes, owls, bears, or beavers? Mike Hawk did charades.
I want to say giraffe.
I think it's an owl.
It is, in fact, an owl.
Because they're so astute, you see. It's
all about because they played funky music.
Oh.
That's why.
I remember Parliament cigarettes used to have an owl on the pack.
Did they?
That's why I know that.
Huh. Okay. I thought it's because owls smoke so much.
I learned from smoking.
Mm-hmm.
How did you learn?
What's your work?
Buddy used to call his Parliament cigarettes P-Funks because of Parliament Funkadelic.
Sure.
Just hey, figure that out. It's legit been 20.
Really?
It's legit been 20 years.
So you just had an epiphany?
He had that when he was 18. His Miles is saying that. I'm like, no kidding. That's why we called him P-Funks.
Yes. Yeah. What two words were added to the Pledge of Allegiance in 1954?
What two words were added to the Pledge of Allegiance in 1954? Under God?
Yeah. I like just laying there being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Game is Pig Tummy 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Hola.
Hola. Steve, are you sober or not sober?
Unfortunately, not sober.
All right. Speaking of, unfortunately, our men's room poll, Steve, you need to put a poster in your living room. Will it be Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, or R. Kelly?
That'd be Harvey Weinstein, and I'd make a dartboard out of it.
All right, sweet.
There you go.
Do whatever you want.
But I wouldn't use darts. All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. Let's go to the world of cinema. Which James Bond movie does the character Pussy Galore appear in? Is it From Russia with Love, You Only Live Twice, or Goldfinger?
Let's see. To Russia with Love?
Goldfinger?
Goldfinger. Pussy Galore was in Goldfinger.
Brown Finger.
Now that was Buddy Galore.
Oh. For your eye only.
How many yards are in a mile?
1,760.
Wow, that was amazing, Steve. Nice job.
Well
man.
Done. Then they just, it's not like anyone, I mean, it's one of those things they told you in school, right?
I never heard that. They never told you that? Well, I'm sure they did, but I didn't retain it.
Okay,
I might have passed the quiz.
They told us feet, and then they told us yards, and I thought, like, why? When does that ever come up?
I don't know.
It just doesn't.
No. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Jake, are you sober or not sober today?
Sober.
Sober, Jake. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing good, man. Men's room poll, Jake. Poster in your living room. Will it be Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, or R. Kelly?
Probably Bill Cosby. I watched him growing up.
Haven't maybe eaten some pudding?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's pudding? So a comment came in and they said, it's Kazakhstan, not Kazakhstan.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Do you think I give an F?
Miles, you give an F?
No.
Hey, dude, Miles doesn't give an F,
but I really did relay
the message.
But I'm glad you care.
All right, here's your question. What college football team's players run onto the field behind Ralphie, a live bison? I guess this one right, specifically because it's a live bison.
Is it, I don't know, somewhere in maybe Buffalo? I don't know.
It's Colorado.
Colorado.
Hang on the line for us.
We'll get to you. If you'd like to be a contestant and play Big Dummy more, but coming up, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Head chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the most popular condiments for each and every state. The head chef on the way right after the game, known as Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA. I believe we still have Jake playing for Team Sober and Jake working on question number two.
Welcome back to the program, Jake.
Hey.
All right, here is your question. What world leader sold the Louisiana Purchase to the United States?
One more question, or one more time, please.
What world leader sold the Louisiana territory to the United States? Who was that?
That I don't know.
I'll say King Louis XIII.
No, here's my hint. I realize this. He's kind of like the original Cher.
Charlemagne.
Or Madonna or Oprah, only went by the first name.
Not Charlemagne?
Napoleon?
Napoleon.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Kidding.
No one calls him Bonaparte, right?
Neapolitan?
Yeah, Napoleon.
He's the guy that's got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla.
That's right. He liked the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What kind of wine did Hannibal Lecter prefer with liver and fava beans?
What kind of what? Lime?
Wine. What kind of wine?
Oh, wine.
Yes.
Red wine?
Yeah, I don't know.
Chianti's right.
He is.
It is a red.
Chianti specifically.
Chianti.
I'm sure that's a football player's name or something. Chianti Dobson.
Linebacker.
The U.
So I was like half right, right?
You were. It is, in fact, a red wine. Because, face it, if you're going to eat liver, aside from having poor taste, I'm sure that red wine is what
you... Hey, look, Boone's Farm has a red wine.
They really do. God bless Boone's Farm. What sport would you be playing if the score was deuce?
Deuce. Hold on.
Think about current events, mate.
Deuce. Oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Golf?
Tennis. The Australian Open's going on right now.
Oh, tennis.
Everyone knows that.
I didn't.
You know, you're right. I just was
current
in a,
events.
I was in a bar the other day.
If you're Aussie Ted.
That's right. Melbourne Ted knows.
Yeah, Melbourne Ted's just like, so this is what we're watching now, huh?
Don't get them going.
Yeah. On a Monday night.
Well, let's stick with the world of sports. And I'm there's no reason I'm asking this question. I just want to be clear. There's no particular reason I would ask this question. But what sport gives competitors three attempts at the snatch?
Oh. At the snatch?
Yep, three attempts at the snatch. Ted got it right. How do you know that?
Because it's part of the name of what they're doing.
Okay, all right.
Three tries at the snatch. First of all, when you said three tries was baseball, but that doesn't sound right.
Now, this is a sport that no one really watches, but during the Olympics, it's a sport people watch.
Oh, is it that, frick, what do they slide, the puck?
Oh, it's weightlifting.
Weightlifting, yeah. Yeah, so weightlifting, you get three attempts at the snatch.
Oh.
Walk up and grab the bar.
Right.
I think they're doing clean and jerks, right?
If you're famous,
yeah, that I know you. The clean and jerks and the snatch. Good Lord.
Question six, Jake.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Jake.
Somewhere my CrossFit buddy's going crazy in his car.
Oh, you know he is.
Billy Bush, still unemployed.
Mm-hmm. You didn't get any attempts at it.
Nope.
All right, multiple choice question. What medical procedure do Germans call the Kaiserschnitt? Is it a vasectomy, a C-section, castration, or circumcision? The Kaiserschnitt.
Is that circumcision?
What do you call it when you don't have babies anymore? That one.
C-section?
No. That's when you pull a baby
C-section.
Out.
Right. And what is the C-section?
Oh.
But what were you thinking? You can't have babies anymore. You don't.
Yeah,
have...
vasectomy.
Oh. I want that operation so I can stop making babies. You know.
The bank funds is low.
You're right. I want to change my account, empty the funds. All right, your next question. What city is mentioned in the first line of the Bob Seger song, Turn the Page?
You guys are killing it today.
Well, Metallica did a cover, if that helps.
That's a little before my time, but I do make a guess. How about, you said a city?
Yes.
Right.
Dallas.
Say Dallas?
Hello.
Yeah.
Omaha.
Hang on the line, Jake. Hang on the line. We'll be right back with you, man.
More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.